This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gabe Hoffman, and of course he's produced a documentary, a child abuse documentary that Hollywood does not want you to see. You know, we've had a lot of talk about Michael Jackson and how that was swept under the carpet for a very long time. There's a lot of information in Hollywood, and there's a lot of information in California. As a matter of fact, Gabe, you were talking about, off-air, you were talking about Kamala Harris and what happened during her tenure there as the California State Attorney General. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, that's right. So for those who haven't seen our film, it's free on Vimeo. There's been over 5 million views. There's a 94% rating on Rotten Tomatoes from professional film critics. Even liberals like the New York Times and Variety gave our film rave reviews, and it's free for you to understand what happens with Hollywood child sex abuse and how to protect your children from sexual predators.
That's very important, and I appreciate you doing that for free, because that shows that you're not just out here trying to make money. You did the documentary, you put it up for free because you want people to understand what these grooming tactics are. You know, that was at least one article that I saw about Michael Jackson. One of the most important things about that was how he operated, even though he's got an extraordinary amount of money, is technically not any different than any other pedophile is going to groom your child. So you need to be aware of what their tactics are. Go ahead.
Right, and the slow grooming process where somebody like a Corey Feldman or Macaulay Culkin might say, hey, Michael Jackson never molested us. Well, sure, Michael Jackson kept a couple of them around, just like any Hollywood powerful predator would, surround themselves with children, but then only pick a couple to molest that might suit their needs or be, you know, the most adaptable.
Yeah.
So in the case of Kamala Harris, she was Attorney General of the state of California from 2011 to 2017. Now, in 2012, as we show in our film, the Child Protection Act was passed in the state of California. And what that requires is anybody who is working with children in Hollywood, whether they're an agent, a manager, so on and so forth, needs to pass an FBI background check, get fingerprinted, and make sure that they're not a convicted pedophile. Pretty simple stuff, right, David?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, background check. They're all about background checks, right? Go ahead.
Right. So since our film, and we showed a very powerful person in the large Hollywood union, as you might remember, who was not and didn't do a background check, you would think now they've got to get it straight and everybody's got to enforce this law. A recent Deadline investigation showed that out of hundreds of managers, scouts, agents, so on and so forth, not a single one had registered per the law, per this Child Protection Act. So Kamala Harris, in charge of enforcing the Child Protection Act, literally goes ignored, hundreds and hundreds of cases, and you have dozens of convicted pedophiles still running around in Hollywood, managing children, in contact with children, despite what the law tells us.
Wow. It's just such a fraud. You know, when you look at the situation, when you look at the videos, the undercover videos put out by Center for Medical Progress of Planned Parenthood clinics, which appeared to show them negotiating for body parts to traffic in body parts. She went after the Center for Medical Progress because she said they violated the privacy of these people at Planned Parenthood. You know, just like it's all about privacy until they want to snoop into all of your phone calls, your social media and so forth. It's such hypocrisy that she puts out there. And of course, we've seen this with her bragging about her smoking pot and listening to Snoop Dogg or whatever. People have attacked that on a number of ways, saying, well, timeline doesn't fit unless she's maybe doing it while she's attorney general. It's absolutely amazing what this woman will say in any given moment to get elected.
And you even saw more recently the film The Predator, a big Hollywood production by Fox. The star, Olivia Munn, had found out that there was a convicted pedophile in the film. she, you know, got in touch with the studio. She complained his role was cut out.
It is rampant. It's absolutely rampant. Thank you so much for joining us. Gabe Hoffman, again, it's an open secret, and you can see that for free. You should see it for free, especially if you have any children.
My Leaps and My Bounce. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JF King was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if they were a planned explosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby out of incubators. Left the children to die on the couch.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is the national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They could shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars. And I'm standing in this fourth hour on Friday, March 8th, 2019. And, man, what a last few weeks this has been. I know it's been a little while. Had to juggle my dates around. I was traveling, actually. I was in Thailand and stops in China, Hong Kong. And, man, what a difference things, you know, when you think about Asia, you know, you hear a lot about Asia, but going there and seeing Asia is a little bit different, you know, and I can tell you, Shanghai and Hong Kong airports, unreal, you know, in terms of size. And some of my encounters there, you know, because I just transited airports in China. China is not really my place to go. But I was visiting my business partner and attending a wedding in Thailand, which was pretty interesting. And you know, the gold culture of Asia, you forget about it when you're not there for a while, you know, but, you know, some background a little bit about Asia, what's going on in the world. And it makes me really focus on this a bit today. You know, when you think about what's happening in the West, whether it be Asia growing on one side, and then you look at the West, Europe, Canada, the United States, and you think about it just in raw terms. Population, you know, the U.S., but 350, 400 million, including Canada, maybe another 100 million. You look at Europe, and you're adding in maybe 400 million more. And these are mature economies. The middle class has reached sort of its optimum levels. Money's more and more concentrated in the top 1% or half of 1%. And now that money is being shifted because what has happened is the creation of institutions with the name democratic, when in fact they're not democratic at all. And I'm speaking of the European Parliament as a case in point. No one is elected to the European Parliament, and yet they consider themselves a democratic body because they all vote. You know, the parliamentarians vote for issues that then regulate the lives of people who never voted for them. And fundamentally, going back to our very beginnings as Americans, we need to recognize that this is where our country started, was government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Governance and the authority to govern springing from us, sovereign souls, sovereign human beings. And this is what Europe has forgotten. So they name institutions where there's nobody elected. They're all appointed. A few now are being elected, I guess, in Great Britain, but they're about out of there. You know. So when you think about this body of people regulating people's lives on a pretty significant basis, and having no authority from the people to do so. This is socialism. This is something else. This is not democracy or the representation of a republic or even the idea of republican democracies or those that spring from people. When I was thinking about China and I was thinking about Asia, just sort of how their system runs, there's 4 billion with a B, 4 billion people that are going to move into the middle class probably over the next 30 to 40 years. When you think about where Asia is, look at Asia at 4.4 billion, Africa 1.2 billion, and then compared to Europe and North America combined 1.2 billion. So the real energy is Asia or where that middle class is growing. And let's look at a couple of countries in particular. China and India. China has become the number one producer of gold in the world. A lot of people don't realize it. I believe that now Russia has become number two, and number three is South Africa. And you got to remember, these are groups that are part of the BRIC, you know, which is sort of the alternative emerging economic powerhouse. This includes Brazil, India, China, Russia and South Africa, the big five of that group. Now, what's important to note here is these are also net importers of gold. India, as a case in point, for the last couple of centuries, was buying 25% of all the gold output, and most of that going into private hands. But this is a tradition across Asia. People hold gold and buy gold and bank in gold. I look at this little piece. I picked up this little chain in Thailand when I was there, and it's 96.5% gold. And you pay pretty close to the gold price for it. You don't pay very much for the workmanship of any of the jewelry you buy in these parts of the world because you're buying the gold, basically, and labor's cheap, so they apply it. But they use it like banking. And everybody, from the poorest of the poor to the richest of the rich, put their money in gold. Certain amount in currency, but those are unstable from their perspectives. And remember, the Chinese invented currency, you know, in terms of paper money, long before the West. And then, of course, Sumeria had the clay tablets for money 6,000-7,000 years ago. But again, you know, the trade-off between that, which is what was shown in the last image, and the gold in the case is pretty thin. So people hold gold as a way to preserve wealth. And then you think about, again, this emerging middle class of 4 billion people that are basically gold holders. Now, just think about this. China, Russia, and the Pacific created the Asian Pacific Bank to be the counter to the World Bank, right? Which the World Bank is kind of an extortion organization for rich people and globalists, because what they do is they put countries into debt, where they become then indentured servitude citizens who then have their taxes messed around with by the World Bank and other external globalists. So they extract from those countries the tax shield, which is essentially the slavery of that population, to accommodate the World Bank. Now there's the Asian Pacific Bank. And what's important about that is a lot of our European allies have joined, and they've joined because they recognize that's where the market actually is. You know, when you think about mature markets, like payrolls, payrolls in Asia are jumping from $100 a month to $500 a month, to $1,000 a month, to $2,000 or $3,000 a month, which starts to get into what we call middle class and they call upper middle class. Okay, but that's happening at a really rapid rate. Now, think of the consumption involved in that. Houses, cars, education, healthcare, different foods, all of it, imports, all the things that then come into play when you have more money to spend. And so when the big globalists look at this, they think of what is the percentage of growth when you go for $100 payrolls to several $1,000 payrolls. There's the growth. In the West, you go from $3,000 or $4,000 payrolls to maybe $3,400, $3,300 payrolls. So the growth is in the East, population is in the East, and we're being gutted in the West by the globalists. We're going to get into this a little bit more today. We're going to talk more about the propaganda wars because we're all being manipulated in a way that is stripping us of our sovereignty. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to InfoWars. Take a look at EarthPulse, E-A-R-T-H, EarthPulse.com. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin right. While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars on March 8th, 2019. Man, the year is kind of whipping by, and I'm here in Anchorage today, and I've been traveling a bit. I was mentioning last segment my trip to Asia, what it made me really start to think about, contemplate. In the context of all the things that we discuss here at InfoWars. And where I left off in the last segment was sort of why the West is declining and what sort of happened there. What did the globalists do? Well, after 2008, if you think about the big bailouts, most of these companies relocated. They relocated major facilities using that money, essentially, that bailed them out to move. To leave. We spent $2 trillion out of the Federal Reserve buying up stocks, supporting the stock market, bailing out banks, and then $16 trillion in total out of the Federal Reserve bolstering foreign banks. Now, the foreign banks were receiving zero interest loans from the Fed. This did not get disclosed until much, much later. And what that money was used for was buying up the dollars as the dollar was plummeting. They then had these zero interest loans from the Fed to jack it back up so foreign banks could keep an equilibrium on the dollar as we went into more or less a free fall. So $16 trillion actually got loaned out by the Federal Reserve, not the $2 trillion that we're told about relative to banks. Now, I want to talk about that in the context of something else, in the whole tax configuration. And why is YouTube, Google, Twitter, Facebook, all of these companies going against free speech and pushing on anyone that's been supportive of a yellow vest or a more to the right agenda? And the reason is these companies, their biggest portion of their wealth, including Starbucks and Amazon, their biggest portion of wealth is in the intellectual property piece that controls all of their affairs. And so what they do is they put that in a country like Ireland, where there's a 5% corporate tax. And so the intellectual property is there, and then they lease it or rent it or do it on a royalty basis with their American subsidiary. So your net profit, say they make $1 billion. Well, it just so happens the leasing fees for the intellectual property was $1 billion that year. So zero profit in the U.S., all the profit in Ireland, and Ireland has a secretary sitting in a closet answering the phone, right? And this cost center makes $1 billion, pays 5% for Ireland. Ireland doesn't have any infrastructure to manage that little office and phone booth, but that's how it's done. Now, what Trump did in the Tax Reform Act is tax at 15%, at least something, all of this foreign income to repatriate it. So they can pay the Irish tax. They're also paying it here for the first time. Now, you and I as individuals were taxed on our global income forever. In fact, we couldn't just move like corporations could. Just move. You don't need anybody's permission. Set up a new company and escape the taxes. Trump brought it back. This is why these companies, the billionaires of the 21st century, are so angry. They actually have to pay. You know, these are the socialists thinking everything ought to be free as long as it's free for them, right? And here they are beating up Alex because we bring these kinds of issues to the forefront in an articulated way where you can look it up, find out and confirm the facts for yourself. And it's the counter narrative to the BS. And it's not fertilizer for the brain, ladies and gentlemen. It is what it is. And it is a dangerous thing in the world today, the way it is shaped and shifted. Now, when you think about the trillions spent, let's think of involuntary servitude for a moment. Do you know that the whole next generation that are college students going to school and paying, you know, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 for those degrees, they are not going to be buying houses, and they're not. They're not buying cars, and they're not. They're not buying anything because they're trapped in that debt cycle. And this debt cycle, unlike anything else under the sun except hurting someone, physical harm, and child support, student debt, you never get forgiven. So you're always going to get those loans because you were enslaved forever. It is involuntary servitude because you do not have any escape route from that debt. Now, if the government, instead of spending $2 trillion on the bank bailout, if they had spent $1 trillion paying off all those student loans as an example, I'm not suggesting we do this necessarily, but think about it. What would have happened? $1 trillion in debt would have gone away for people that actually would have spent the money in the economy here, buying those houses and cars and generating economic activity. It would have been tremendous. What the banks did is buy up their own shares when they were depressed so they could keep the share price up for their shareholders and didn't loan money out to stimulate the economy. That money came from the domestic corporations whose tax rates went from 35% down to 20%, the ones who produce things here and build things here and pay for things here and hire labor here in the United States. And guess what? They got to give raises to people, spend more money on physical plant. And you see it in our booming economy and low unemployment because Donald Trump was correct in taxing foreign corporations. Didn't go far enough because we need to address student loans. We need to address the enslavement of a generation, for goodness sake. They're so busy paying those debts off, they're not contributing to the economy as our economy is being stripped out and moved east. And this is the important thing. An enslaved younger generation will allow this to happen more readily because of the fear, the anxiety of that debt haunting them every day. This is what we've done, and this is what has happened. When you look at the changes in the bankruptcy code, those are up on the boards. The big ones that took place was 1990, where non-dischargeable period extended to 7 years, so you never really got a free break from your debt and a chance to restart. Corporations don't have the same rule. They have a different set of rules. They always win, and the little guy is on the losing end. So the pivot to the east that Obama was talking about was really, you know, and he was a guy that liked to lead from behind. I mean, I never could understand this nonsense. But the pivot to the east is the gutting of America, and that is what we have seen. What Donald Trump is pivot back to the west and stop at our doorstep for a change. He's got NATO to pay part of their defense bill. He's getting a lot of different play in the United States. But what has happened here is a change that is the most fundamental, biggest change we've seen in our economy in quite some time. Bringing our military defense spending back into the U.S., because we can be anywhere in a few hours. We do not need to have bases in Europe. And the bases we have in Asia include Guam, which is our own territory. We own it. The Marshall Islands, which is our own territory. Going into the Pacific, we have the Virgin Islands reaching out and Puerto Rico reaching out. In Alaska, we can be anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere in 12 hours. We have major military installations here. This is the 21st century. Bring those bases back, spend that money at home, and let Europeans have those bases, but let them pay for them for a change. We've been paying 67%. That's according to Foreign Affairs, the Globalist Journal. 67%, and more than that, for over 70 years. Donald Trump is correct. It's time to pull that money back into our economy. Pivot to the West. Bring it back home and build a country that we all can appreciate, the country that this the ideals that this nation was founded on. We're headed into the break. You're listening to Dr. Nick Begich. This is InfoWars. Check out the InfoWars store. That's how this program stays on the air. We keep people informed. Go to the Info store, purchase items there. You get a 2-for-1, and that is what we need, right?
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Baggage. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And this is Dr. Nick Baggage, and it is March 8, 2019, in this last hour of Friday's broadcast. Going into this section, I'm thinking about sort of setting the stage in the first couple sections, just sort of where things are shifting, and then sort of what systems are being put in place and how, what is a really sort of the globalist agenda here? It's several things. First, to dampen the population that's most likely to object the most strenuously, which is our next generation here in the United States and in the West. The second is control of the media, because the media actually is charged with the responsibility of informing the public. It's not really how it works. My dad was a congressman, state senator, U.S. congressman, and he used to say, we don't need freedom of the press. We need freedom from the press. And my mom was reminding me of that recently, and I kind of laugh about it. You know, my father passed away in 1972. And, you know, when you go back, that was his view then. You go back to the second inaugural address of Thomas Jefferson, and he was complaining about the press, too, and warning about the press. So this is a longstanding issue. It's nothing new. It's just when you lay the press on a technology overlay of today, this makes a huge, huge difference. It's why the contrarian voice, the voices, all voices need to be heard and have access without manipulation. You know, I saw the Joe Rogan and Alex Jones podcast. If any of you have not seen it, you should see it. It was pretty remarkable. But I was looking yesterday, and at one point in the day, it was 9 point something million. And then I looked at it again an hour later, and it dropped by 900,000. Like, you know, how does a million, almost a million, disappear? And it never trend. It was the biggest thing going on for a week. Still is, still growing. They figured out how to dampen it so that the count is not working. So that's more nonsense from these guys who now actually have to pay something in U.S. taxes for the money they have been chiseling away. And these are like the modern carpetbagger, right? I mean, rob the, you know, the Robin Hoods for the rich. You know, this is like so upside down. You know, so upside down on every single level. And thinking about what do these organizations do? The Twitters, the Facebook, the Googles, all of them. They gather. They're accumulators of data, bits and pieces, little fragments of information about all of us. And with that, they can then create the economic and political social score of the left and start pushing things your way and restricting other things from coming your way as they manipulate the data feed to everyone plugged in, you know, through the normal methods of connecting with the world, through the internet, through news media outlets. And it's not the traditional ones. Hard paper, you know, that you can't change. You know, you can't change the count after the pages are done. You know, you can't pull it out and put it back together when it's issued, but you sure can on the internet. And we see it all the time. The manipulation of history, of events, how they're prioritized, how people view them, and the opinion you're supposed to have about those ideas. These are the fundamental flaws. It is, when you think about information, personal privacy, let's talk about that. This is a doorway of our home to our castle, if you will, as our founding fathers viewed it. And it was to keep people from coming in and invading our privacy and engaging us in ways that were irrational and unreasonable and without cause. And now we have a digital doorway. It's the doorway into the digital world that holds more information about us than anything we hold in our homes in the modern world. The digital doorway is the doorway that has been kicked in by the leftist Nazis. You know, I mean, when you think about socialism as a pattern now for the left and more so every day, you know, and the ideas, they lose track of history. You know, it was the Democrats, actually, that the Republicans under Abraham Lincoln, it was the Democrats of the South that were supporting slavery as one of their basic platforms back then. Now it's, you know, reparations. Well, they feel guilty for that, I'm sure, you know, because it was Republicans that took a different take on it and approached it quite differently. But again, you know, history is lost in the shuffle. People forget, you know, even income taxes. I mentioned it before on this broadcast. Income taxes were unconstitutional under Supreme Court decision late 1800s, 1890s, actually. And it had to be reversed by an amendment to the Constitution. And then later the income tax was brought in, but it was considered involuntary servitude, slavery. That's why the Supreme Court said you couldn't do it. And then you saw it creep from affecting virtually nobody but the top 10% to affecting mostly the bottom 90%, because the top 10 have all the escape hatches for getting out from under taxes. And I've had those discussions. We don't have time to get into that today about how the tax codes favor the rich and how they have since the beginning. You know, Connor and Derry and the team in the production booth today, they're doing a lot of things to bring video and segments into this segment, which I really appreciate. And next time I'm in Austin, I'm thinking sometime in April, we're going to do a long podcast that we're going to get up on InfoWars. You know, do the 4 or 5 hour full breakdown explanation of what this matrix really looks like, from the controlling of human behavior, you know, in all of the most subtle ways to the most technically sophisticated ways, to way of tracking data and how that plays into the privacy matrix. And then looking at what they did in China in terms of the social scoring. Now, think about that. The same software developments for scoring Chinese or pushing them in a certain direction, I mean, in a really hard way, because if you don't cooperate there, it's, you know, 15 cents and a bullet in the head. You know, that's sort of the end of the line in China. But everything sort of that is, you don't get passports, you don't get to travel on trains, you can't take planes, you get the crummy job. All these things, if you don't conform to their political correctness. And remember, communism is what China is. You know, and democratic republics and communism are political systems. Capitalism is an economic system. Any political system can use capitalism for different purposes, but it always serves the political agenda. Now, for China, it's moving the production into their neighborhood, away from the West, and collapsing the West's ability to manufacture. Think about the population trends going on right now in China, in Russia, for instance. They're declining populations, and people are saying, oh, how horrible, who's going to pay for Social Security? Well, you know, that's part of the equation, but the other part is robotics is coming in, and a lot of jobs aren't going to be there. So is China going to be less prepared or more prepared? You know, think about this for a moment. Their populations decline, robotics come up, and they figure out a way to strip out the revenue from robotics, and they will, believe me, they will, because it'll be taxed, or in China, they just take the company or they own a chunk of it anyway. So when you think about declining populations, these countries, is it really a weakness in the long run, or does that give them strength for where the 21st century is going with AI and robotics, replacing a lot of human function? So we really need to look at this in a broader sense. And you apply that within a communist system where then they can move the wealth around no matter who produces it and make sure they distribute it across the population for whatever version of socialism they got going. And they have to be laughing right now at the West, because the biggest leaders in the Democratic Party, their new left, are avowed socialists, whether it be Bernie or this nutty woman from New York. You know, I mean, good grief. Go back to dancing. You know, I think Alex got it right. But, you know, this is the shift, too, and I think it's their biggest downfall. This is going to be the poison pill for the Democratic Party. Go ahead. Be socialist. Go ahead. Spread that message and see who resonates with it. And the show is over, because I believe in this republic. I believe in this Democratic Republic and the people in it. And this is 5 minutes to midnight, and you're listening to the InfoWars, because this is where the truth is broadcast. These messages coming up, these are important for you. They're important for us. Let's keep the truth coming through and
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
You know, going into this section, you know, and thinking about all of the things going on right now, I want to go back for just a moment to Joe Rogan and Alex Jones. Okay, and for all of those listeners that are here regularly and have been listening over the last few months, you know, there's been this big fight between these guys that they resolved. And anyone who watched that get resolved, this is extremely important as a model. And I think a lot of people have missed the point. And the point is, this is like the ultimate step forward when two men who have very much public prominence can come together and forgive each other. You know, what a great example for all of us. You know, as excited as everybody gets, because Alex does, and Joe Rogan certainly does, and as much as, you know, they beat each other up, they came back to a point of recognition that this is not the right approach. that the right approach is what happened the other day with now a broadcast that over 20 million between all the venues, 20 million people plus have seen, and it's still spreading. And what did it do? It gave 4 hours and 40 minutes of conversation that you got to hear the whole spread of ideas hammered out so there's no details lost in terms of that conversation. And these friends were reconciled. This is the message really that we need more of. It's how we engage one another. How do we connect with each other? You know, on the InfoWars site, there's a broadcast we did. It was one of these little short ones, supposed to be short, turned into 45 minutes. And it's called Breaking the Zombie Trance. And I want to ask listeners to go back and take a look at that on InfoWars. Breaking the Zombie Trance, do a search of it. It's also on my website. There's a link at earthpulse.com right on the front page. And it's 45 minutes, and it's about discourse and how to engage people in a way that you can have that controversy, but you can turn the volume down. And this is what I saw in that podcast. When people start arguing about ideas, okay, it keeps it from getting personal. Because ideas are the thing we want to solve, we want to develop, we want to create solutions from. The personal attacks that we get sidetracked on, those take away. They take away from who we are. They take away from our possibilities. Because here's what happened. What happened in the forgiveness of that moment? One of the biggest, in fact, the biggest podcast of Joe Rogan's life happened. And what does that tell you? It tells you people want this information, and they should have it. And more voices need to be courageous enough to take a contrarian voice and allow him the microphone and an opportunity to articulate what it is that they think and why they think it and present the facts. And if they don't have any facts, just an opinion, that becomes evident and obvious. But think about how that segment ran with Joe and Alex. When Alex says something that they went, that's crazy, that's out of line. And then all of a sudden, the researcher pops up the proof. Here it is, just like the team does here at InfoWars. Right on the screen, boom, there it is. There's the article, there's the info, there's where it came from. So the arguments were no longer arguments that were saying, you don't know what you're talking about. They were, here's the facts, let's talk about those. Now, what do we do about those facts? You know, how do we interpret those facts? How do we create change that's in our favor and not in someone else's that's working against our interest? Forgiveness. You know, the highest form of love, in my opinion, is friendship. Friendship. Trusting each other enough to have a debate and an argument and know it can, your friendship can stand the test, or your relationship can stand the test. Because debate based on facts, not emotionally charged debate, although we can't help that, that's part of being human too, but on the facts platform makes it hard. So I would suggest this in the discourse as we all engage it. Turn the volume down just a little bit. Focus on the issues, not the people spreading the nonsense that we find so objectionable. It's so easy to attack them. And look how the media is responding. The media now is so self-defensive because egos have been bruised. So now it's about, you know, bolstering up because, hey, you stomped on me. You know, you kicked me in the place where it hurts. But that isn't what it's about. It's about giving information, finding out what information you're missing or what the other party's missing and filling in the blanks. And then it's about fighting over solutions that bring America back to the place that we want it to be. And on a value set, I think we're there on so many levels. And the things that are happening right now are meant to separate and to polarize, because this is a tool of villains. It's to keep people from communicating and then regulating their communication and limiting what they see and how it goes. It's the biggest propaganda machine that we have ever seen since Nazi Germany. It really is. And then it was tell the big lie, tell the biggest lie ever. And look at this nut from New York. And you go, you're talking about a $93 trillion budget to accomplish what she's doing. That's unrealistic. That's the fact. $93 trillion is more than the world whole gross product of the world, right? everything we do in a year. We don't have those kind of resources. Those are not realistic solutions. They're imaginings. They're fantasies. And to convince an uneducated public that those fantasies can come true, this is the dangerous place we're in. And that's why accurate information based on a foundation of facts is extremely important right now. You know, the Trump administration right now should be reporting how much foreign tax money has been collected by these tax-dodging multinational globalists. How much has been collected because of the change in the tax code? Americans need to know. This is a very important data point. They were freeloaders, free riders, telling us how to think and what to do, and not even paying the price of the ticket to the dance. And that's why they're angry, because they have to pay for a ticket to the dance, and they don't want anybody but their selected few into the party. This is not how it works within this Democratic Republic. This is not what this country is about, and it's not what InfoWars ever been about. I go back when Alex and I first met, you know, almost 25 years ago. Alex was 20. And, you know, his deep, gravelly voice, he always had that. But you always thought, I never met him in person, I'm dealing with someone more or less my age. I'm 60 this year. Alex is 45 this year. But we've been at this for a quarter of a century. And InfoWars, it's always been about information warfare. And my slogan in my company was always changing the way we see the world. Because I'm sick of seeing the propaganda version of the world from the main, what they call the mainstream media, which is the mainstream editorial board, is how I call it, the editorial board for political correctness. Because real news comes from digging in. And I want to say in the last few minutes of the broadcast, everyone that listens here, we get our information from places we resonate with. And there's a thing we can do that makes us very powerful in the public debate. You must gain knowledge of the adversary. This is what Alex does. This is what I do. This is what people who are doing these kind of broadcasts do. We look at what are they publishing? What are they saying? What direction are they looking for? The publications to do it with that are easy for all of you to look at the library. Foreign Affairs. That's the Council of Foreign Relations playbook. You read that, you get a pretty good profile of where the push is going. Take a look at the last 2 years of back issues or 10 years of back issues. You get the whole profile. Just look at what they're publishing. Then look at Technology Review, a great publication on every mainstream magazine rack. Technology Review is MIT's technology trends. It includes AI, robotics, privacy-related technologies, all of it. These are the big trends in biomedicine, all of it. So these two publications alone give you the adversary sort of position play, so you get the facts. Now you can put together your facts that counter these arguments that are being placed. And now you are powerful. Now you have information bullets in your gun. You have something to fire back with instead of just the raw knowledge that the value system is screwed up, that the information is flawed. Have the facts. Punch back. Send those factual letters based on strong information to congressional delegations. Call them on it. Call them on it. You know, think about if Alex had asked listeners on that 20 million person broadcast, call the Capitol switchboard and complain about free speech. At least 10,000 would have done it. They would have gotten another call for a week. Start calling Washington. Tell them what you think. Tie up the phone lines. Do it every day. I remember years ago when this was done, and it works. Chuck Carter did it in his broadcast years ago when Ross Perot had a chance, and he was the big voice out there in the media for Ross Perot. This is the voice. InfoWars, the voice for you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon brand choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.